basketball season's underway, but for some, hey, football season continues, including those Elizabethan Cyclones of Coach Sean Witten, who joins us this morning. Hey, Coach, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks, guys. Glad to be on again.
Hey, we appreciate you being back, and congratulations on where you are right now. Been a great season so far.
Well, it has. I tell you, this is the best time of the year, and postseason play is just an awesome, awesome time. And be fortunate enough to be in the third round is quite an experience. And, you know, so many teams start out the year, you know, hoping to be here, and now there's eight left in our classification. So it's a pretty cool experience. We got a great bunch this year. They've overcome a lot and faced many challenges. Our defense has been strong all year. Our offense has gotten a little better each week. We had a little hiccup last regular season game with Carter Everett, our starting quarterback, went down in the third quarter with a broken collarbone, and then being able to adjust to the first two rounds of the playoffs, moving Corey Russell, our running back, into the quarterback position. So I'm just extremely proud of our kids. We got an unbelievable senior class, 19 seniors. Our leadership's been great, and we're really looking forward to tonight's challenge.
Coach, this is Kenny. Do you have a crystal ball? I mean, we were told at the beginning of the year that you scrimmaged Alcoa.
Wow.
At the beginning of the year. Did you kind of see this coming is what I'm asking?
Well, you know, when the season started, you know, after last year especially, you know, we returned every one of our linemen, everybody in our front seven. And, you know, we knew we had the size. We knew coming in this year that our experience was going to be in the trenches. And we were scheduled to scrimmage Greenville this year in the spring, and then ended up not working out with baseball and the track going on. So we were looking for a really good spring scrimmage, and we wanted to really test it in the spring because, you know, our guys have gotten so much stronger in the weight room, and we wanted to see, you know, how much stronger we've gotten, the things we need to work on for the summer. And I feel like we needed to be really tested. And we just made a phone call down there to see in an off area to see who was looking the scrimmage, and we went down on a Monday afternoon. So, you know, it's probably one of the best decisions we've ever made here at Elizabethan High School in the last decade, and it seemed to work out to our favor. But, you know, that's the thing when you play these teams. You know, it's more about the era, the tradition, the history, you know, playing against teams like Alcoa, Maryville, you know, Greenville, to have that presence about them. And I think that, you know, the more times you can face teams like this, the more times you can go put yourself in those challenges, you know, it really helps you out. So we hope that tonight that really helps us out, our kids being there before, facing this challenge. And, you know, for the last several years, we had hoped we would be in this situation years prior. You know, the last couple of years, our road has gone through CAK. You know, we were able to knock down that door last Friday night, and you know, we feel really good about our chances tonight.
All right. Obviously, the atmosphere might be a little different tonight in that it's the playoffs like that, but it's going to be anyway, anytime you go on the road, especially in the playoffs, so isn't it, Coach?
Well, especially a place like Alcoa, that's, you know, 9 state championships out of the last 12 years, and, you know, it's just, you know, the winningest coach in the state. You know, Gary Rankin's got more rings than he can fit on all of his 10 fingers. I mean, just coming from there at Riverdale and Alcoa. So, you know, it's but, you know, we got a good team as well. You know, our kids have really come on strong here lately. And, you know, Corey Russell's nicknamed the Magician. You know, he eats 400 yards all purpose last week. The guy's just incredible. JT Turner, you know, he's back at the running back position. You know, he had 136 yards against CAK Friday night. Our bigs up front, you know, have been dominant all year long, and the continuity amongst our line has been great. We got a 1,000-yard receiver in Carter Johnson. So we just feel all the pieces that we have gives us a great chance. Our linebackers are playing extremely well. We got a full senior secondary that's really experienced. And we got a number of young guys that have really stepped up for us. So, you know, we're excited about where we are. We're really playing really good football. It's exciting football. You know, we've really been strong all year long at the defense position. Our bigs up front, I mean, Johnny Ray Woodby at 6'4", 300. Cameron Coleman at 6'3", 290. You know, Jared Grindstaff, the other defensive tackle inside, at 6'3", 285. You know, Alex Norwood, that's our versatile athletic defensive end at 6'4", 210, that brings a different element to our defensive line. We feel those guys have really given us the leadership, the way that they've carried themselves, the way that they've, you know, pretty much been a dominant group all year long. And, you know, Alcoa is known for being a physical football team. You know, they smash mouth running it. You know, they want to kind of impose their will on you. And we feel that we're well suited to go up against that tonight.
Well, let's talk about the X's and O's when it comes to Alcoa. Obviously, they have a really talented offense. You know, this is a team that's well over 3,000 yards. And I think they average like 7 yards per carry. Talk about how you plan on slowing down this offense.
Well, you know, anytime the thing with Alcoa is, Kenny, is they just wear you down. They got 3 running backs that rotate in there. They're going to keep their bodies fresh. It's probably going to be one of the most physical games you're going to go up against and play. And I think that, you know, 2 of the backs are bigger backs. 1 of the backs is kind of a elusive scat back. But we feel the pieces that we've gone up against this year, you know, we feel the quarterback is very athletic. He reminds us a lot of a Jalen Adams from Johnson City. One of the running backs is a bigger back. He reminds us a little bit like Kenny Russell. You know, their offensive line reminds you of a Daniel Boone line that's big and powerful. So we try to put a pieces of together of some things that we've seen this year to kind of remind you of. But, you know, these kids at Alcoa, they understand the expectations there. They don't want to be the team that doesn't win the state championship. They've got a great staff. They're very disciplined. You know, if you're at this point playing, Kenny, you got you're not going to just go down there and all of a sudden do things that, you know, they haven't seen before. I mean, they're well coached. They're very disciplined, and it's going to be a tough challenge. The bigger the game sometimes goes down to the margin of error, you know, and tackling on defense in space because the speed is going to be so different. You know, we're going to do a really good job when the ball gets out in space and do a great job of tackling.
I think one of the things that I like, and I heard this yesterday when we came out to talk to you and the team, and you could hear it in their voice, I mean, they're very confident that they can win this game. I mean, they understand the hype that surrounds Alcoa. You just mentioned 9 state championships in the last 12 years. They are aware of that. But I got a sense just listening to them, and I can tell by listening to you this morning, this is a game you guys go down and expect to win.
Well, so when you have a team like we've had this year, Kenny, and the way that we've gelled, the way that these kids have played really unselfish football. We got a number of playmakers. And you know, things happen where, you know, the emotion that you play with, the passion you play with, you know, we talk about, you know, bringing the juice. You know, it's kind of bringing the energy and the enthusiasm. You know, that's contagious, you know. And you know, everybody wants to be the reason you're winning. Everybody wants to be the reason that, you know, the superstar or the guy that's the big defense lineman per se. But, you know, quite frankly, you know, every one of our kids, every one of our coaches is the reason why we're here. We got an amazing group, the leadership of our 19 seniors, you know. But you don't get here, Kenny, just by having a great year. It's got to start in the off season. The things you do in the off season program, you know, it's 365 days a year. It's getting the bigs in there and getting stronger. It's getting the skill guys faster. And the things we try to put them through mentally, you know, at this point in time, and the game is all mental. You know, it's about, you know, getting knocked down and getting back up. It's overcoming adversity. It's put them in tough situations, and you know, you kind of have to have that bend but don't break mentality. So we're very confident. We got some guys that are pretty dynamic with the football. I mean, you know, I'm biased, but you know, Corey Russell, in my opinion, is one of the better players in the state. He's the most most versatile and so exciting to watch play. Anytime he touches the ball, he's pretty spectacular. Big Turner, you know, we've had all three of the Turner brothers, and you know, early in the year we moved him to receiver, and now he's back at running back, and he's just really playing extremely well. So, you know, we've just had a lot of things that have come together for this football team. You know, Stan Oz, our defense coordinator, has done a great job with our defense. They're flying around making plays. And, you know, the thing too, Kenny, is you know, you're never going to get here unless you can bust that door down. And last week, not just the winning closely, but having a big margin of win versus CAK last week, where we've been on that hurdle so many times, and having a big win the way we did last week, going up 31-3 at halftime, really gives us a lot of confidence. And, you know, that was kind of a big hurdle for us, more say than tonight.
Sean Winton, head coach of Elizabeth, and Coach, I know you've got games to be concerned about, but when are your coaches getting together in that new region to discuss the schedule for next year?
Well, you know, obviously for us, you know, we're moving back up into 4A and you know, trying to just, you know, keep it our continuity amongst all of our sports schedules here, you know, our basketball teams and baseball teams kind of being in the same league, playing against South and East and people in a little bit of a closer type region, you know, getting back and playing the 4A, 5A teams. So, you know, we're excited about, you know, our program elevating itself where we can compete back in the 4A. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the 4A team is Greenville and what the statue that they bring. But, we're excited about it. You know, we feel that our kids are up to the challenge, and it's going to be a great time for us. And there's a lot of good things going on in Lisbon High School football. And we're proud of our new stadium, which has been great to play in and practice in. We're, you know, we got a great Betsy band that just won another state championship. So we feel that our programs are continuing to elevate themselves. And then, we're like anybody else. You know, a lot of times, Bobby and Kenny, you know, administrators and superintendents, you know, a lot of times those guys worry more about the regular season. But coaches, you know, you spend a lot more time worrying about the postseason play. And the biggest thing is that we want a fair stake at competing for a state championship. You know, with Greenville bringing home two state championships not long ago, and you know, our girls basketball team have a chance to go to the state tournament for several years in a row and bring them back one a couple years ago. I mean, we want that opportunity the same way that the other sports do. So, you know, we feel that not only competing during 4A during the regular season, but also playing 4A in postseason helps us, you know, give us a chance to contend for a state championship.
You sound like you've come to grips with it a little bit better. Of course, you know, the night that I told you that you were moving up, your comment was this is an administration decision. Have you come to grips with it a little bit better?
Well, I mean, we caught some breaks, Kenny, along the way. You know, obviously some powerhouse teams that Knoxville decided to move up to 5A. But, you know, I was kind of a little bit just disappointed the way that it kind of all unfolded, you know, and you know, it wasn't a team decision. It was more of an administrator decision. You know, I felt that, you know, that it needed to be discussed amongst everybody in those positions. But, you know, that's the business side of it. And I got to fight for the kids in my locker room, the kids that play for me, and try to do what's best for them. So, you know, we're going to you worry about the things you can control, and we're going to go make the best of it. But, you know, we caught some breaks with Fulton moving up and Catholic moving up and some other teams moving out of that Knoxville region. So, it gives you a chance to, you know, look down the road. And, you know, there's some Chattanooga teams that are pretty good. You never know who you're going to go up against. But, you know, we'll worry about that later on. And about tonight, it's a big step in our program, you know. My era of being here in 10 years, you know, we've played in some big games, but, you know, none is probably going to be bigger than tonight.
Coach, best to you tonight. Bring back a win. We'll talk to you next week. How's that?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Sean Witten, head coach, Elizabethan Cyclones.